Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and happy to announce that we have a new member of our editor conversations that we have each day. And this is the managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. We're talking about Samantha Wood. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David. I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, and tell us a little bit more about yourself. How long now have you been at the Eagle?
I've been at the Eagle for about 15 months. I joined the newsroom in June of 2016 after the paper was bought back by a group of local owners. And I worked on the night desk here for a year. And in July, I became managing editor for news.
Congratulations. And then there's no shortage of news over in the Berkshires, at least right now, and particularly this week with the nurses' strike and subsequent lockout at Berkshire Medical Center. Give us an update this morning.
So we've been covering the contract negotiations throughout the last year. And on Tuesday, the nurses had their planned one-day strike. They had to give the hospital 10 days' notice, and the hospital hired 5 days' worth of replacement nurses. So the nurses were on strike. There are about 800 registered nurses who hit the picket lines on Tuesday morning. And on Wednesday morning, they tried to go back to work, and they were locked out as expected. And their lockout continues until 7 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Of course, the CEO of BMC, David Phelps, spoke out about this. Are you hearing anything more from him?
Well, we're hearing that the hospital staffing has been as expected. The Department of Public Health has been monitoring the staffing during the lockout, the strike and the lockout, and everything seems to be going smoothly according to the reports that we're hearing. But our news this morning is that the nurses have filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board saying that the lockout is punitive. And so we're going to see what happens from there.
From there to something a little more weekend-like, and that's Mount Greylock's Ramble Hike coming up on its 50th year, and that's taking place on Monday, Columbus Day.
That's right. The Ramble started in 1965, so this will be the 50th Ramble. There were 2 years when the Ramble was not officially held because of work on the road leading to the top of Mount Greylock. So they needed to be able to be sure they could get emergency vehicles up there. So those 2 years, it was 2007 and 2008, they didn't officially have a Ramble. But the 50th Ramble will be on Monday. They're expecting at least 2,500 hikers. Some of them start very early in the morning with headlamps. There's Ramble Fest in Adams downtown on Sunday, which is the pre-hike music and food festival and road race. And then Monday morning, the hike.
We've been speaking with Samantha Wood, who's joining us now on Friday. She's the managing editor for news for the Berkshire Eagle. Samantha, welcome.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you next week.